bringing pro football to the Mid-South for nearly two decades.
It's a miracle!
Yes!
Good! Touchdown, Titans!
This is Titans Radio. Get ready to talk about the Titans. This is Titans Tonight, presented by Pinnacle Financial Partners, with all-pro linebacker Keith Bullock and the voice of the Titans, Mike Keith, live from Martin's Barbecue downtown. Now, the voice of the Titans, Mike Keith.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to another season of Pinnacle's Titans Tonight with Keith Bullock, presented by Yeehaw Brewing. We're at Martin's Barbecue on 4th Avenue, excited to be back with the great Keith Bullock. Welcome back for another season. You have been renewed.
Yeah, I know, right? I made the cut. I'm excited.
All right, so for those who don't know, those tuning in for the first time, and maybe you're saying, Keith Bullock, I think I remember him. He's the all-time leader in Titans history in tackles. Here's a bit of a montage as a reminder. Quick throw, intercepted, Keith Bullock, five, it's a touchdown, Titans! Block! Block! Nope. Who falls on it? Hopefully the we'll Titans do! Touchdown, Titans! Who else? Keith Bullock!
Gannon is going to drop his throw. He's rolling right, and he is sacked by Bullock.
Sacked!
He's hit. Ball's taken out. Bullock took the ball. Bullock takes it. Firing over the middle field. Intercepted Bullock at the 30. Bullock at the 25.
Breeze.
Under some pressure. Fires down the middle. Intercepted Bullock. Breeze stays in the shotgun. Feels a little heat. Hit as he throws. Ball tipped up in the air. Bullock's got it. Bullock intercepts it. And he slides down at the 35. Bullock with three interceptions. He is Mr. Monday Night. Right. It's official.
So we're glad that you are here, and we are glad that you are part of the program again. Again, we'll take your questions live here or tweet us a question or comment to hashtag Titans Tonight. And our special guest with us right here at Martin's Barbecue on 4th, number 98 himself, another linebacker, outside linebacker, Brian Arakpo. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
It is so great to have you down here. Now, did you get something to eat, I hope?
I will afterwards.
All right. Well,
take it home.
I wanted to get some. Sorry to cut you off, Mike. But you, when you sat down, you said you spoke about veganism, and you're saying how about eight guys on the team are vegans.
Yes.
How did that all start up, and how is that working out for those guys through your eyes?
Well, shout out to Derek Morgan because he's the innovator when it comes to that stuff. He's the first one that started it, and it kind of just starts spreading. I guess one documentary changes people's perspectives on what they eat. So him and his wife, his lovely wife, Charity, they do a great job in-house just cooking foods for all the guys that want to, you know, convert to being a vegan. And it's been working so far. I mean, you got a lot of guys that are doing it. I say about 8 to 10 guys. And, you know, they like it so far. I'm just not ready for that right now for myself.
The documentary Rack is talking about is called What the Health? And it's on Netflix. I have yet to watch it for those same reasons, because I love to eat meat. So I will stay away from
veganism. I'm not going to be watching it.
Yeah, don't watch it if you like your barbecues things like that.
We do, actually. I want to jump in with one other thing before we talk football. I want to talk about, you're from Houston.
Correct.
Everybody saw what you did over the weekend, filling up trucks and making a difference, getting supplies down to Houston to help all those friends and neighbors and everybody who needed help from Hurricane Harvey. Tell us about the weekend. What were you able to do? And it seemed like the response was unreal.
Yeah, the response was amazing. Like you said, I'm originally born and raised Houston, Texas, all my life. And just seeing that devastating hurricane take over my city like that, it was unbelievable. And my family's actually still there right now. So the unfortunate part about it, I wasn't able to get down, obviously, from the hurricane. And, you know, I felt like I needed to do something from where I was at, obviously, trying to take care of the preseason and stuff like that. So we had a free weekend after the Kansas City games, and I just spontaneously decided to throw a drive and kind of help get the people from Nashville to kind of help out with that and just donate supplies and things that are essential needs for people that lost their homes, because believe it or not, a lot of people lost their homes to this day are still recovering from that hurricane. And it was definitely devastating, but a lot of people are bouncing back with just from donations and anything that, that really helped, not only from myself, but other people that helped out as well. LaJuan threw an event that for the hurricane as well. Obviously, y'all know what J.J. Watt been doing, and a lot of guys just pitching in and helping out the people of Houston.
And I'm very familiar with the city of Houston. One of my favorite guys, Vince Young, is from there. And through Vince, I met a lot of people just that make that community strong. And being now this day and age, social media, you can be somewhere and not really be there. It was great to see how that community came together, not just from people that are famous, just from local people that I'm sure you know. Were you surprised at all at how everyone came together?
I somewhat was, because, you know, it's been a lot of tragedies and things that happened across this country. But for this particular hurricane, especially what happened to Katrina, I believe Katrina had a lot to do with it, because we've seen the devastation that happened with that city. And we once the Hurricane Harvey came, we wanted to make sure people was able to bounce back a lot quicker. And guys like myself and, like you said, Vince Young, people from the city, and also people outside of this that are not from there, pitching in and doing as much as they can to get people that lost everything.
All right, Amy Wells, first question from hashtag Titans Tonight. Special guest Brian Arakpo, and, of course, as always, Keith Bullock is here, so let her rip.
All right, well, the first question is related to Houston. Nicholas on Twitter wanted an update on your family. Is everything okay? And how those efforts are helping people back in Houston?
Yeah, my family is A-okay right now. They're doing a great job. We didn't get hit too bad. Our home is intact. Have some friends that are hurting right now, but they'll bounce back quick. Shout out to my brother. I actually told Keith this earlier. My brother, and I believe I mentioned it before, he was actually one of those guys. Him and his friends took it upon themselves to start helping people that were in need. That homes were flooded and they were stuck inside their homes. So they took a boat of their own and just started going to random communities and helping people out of their homes to get them back to common ground. So I definitely want to give a big shout out to Mike for doing so. But like I said, my family's okay and they're going to really get through this eventually.
I have another question if that's okay. Greg on Twitter wanted to know where the ideas for your sack celebration have come from.
Oh, man. I've been doing that for a while, honestly. Ever since with my former team, I've been doing it since I was second year in the league. I stay, because
wow.
One thing about the league I noticed, sacks is so – it's an amazing thing, especially in this league. Like, when you get a sack, that's like a big play. That's like our touchdown. You know what I mean? As far as getting to the quarterback, because it's so hard to get there. So it literally took me 3 times to come up with that. I tried 2 other things that didn't work out. I think it was like a dice thing that I was rolling. That didn't work. And then I did a Southside dance, I believe. Since I'm from Houston, that didn't work. That was trash. And so me and my wife got together, just talked about it. And I said, why don't you just try this celebration? We start practicing in the house.
Like in front of the mirror? What are we talking about?
I mean, just in front of my wife. And I was like, why don't we try this one and see if it works? And hey, it just took off from there. And I've been doing it ever since. And the fans, not only my other team, they loved it. And then when I came here, I was going to continue the tradition.
I definitely commend that, because you have to know when something just doesn't work right. You know, especially when it comes to a celebration. I had a teammate who just couldn't put his uniform on right. He just didn't look good in his uniform, man. But when he played, he made up for it. But he knew he didn't look good in his uniform.
How do you not look good in your uniform? What are you talking about?
Oh, boy, man, you got to ask Tank when we're off the air, because this guy.
Oh, that's the guy.
I got to show you some pictures of how this guy, man. He looked like the guy that when you go in the locker room and they show this is how you wear your uniform.
Oh, yeah. The default guy.
Yeah.
Default dresser.
He went out there and did his thing, though.
All right, so how about some Brian Arakpo highlights? How about that?
Let's do it.
Houston native Brian Arakpo. Rodgers dropping. Sack! Play fake, in trouble. Okay. Sack! Sack! Arakpo! Simeon drops, looks again, steps up. Sack! 5th of the year for Arakpo. Kessler opening in the shotgun. Comes back to the left. He just got Arakpo. Smith going to throw it under some pressure. Sack!
It's Arakpo and Jones combining on the sack for a loss of four. Carr takes the snap. All out blitz. Carr in trouble. Sack! He just got Arakpo'd.
All right, so that's the hardest one to get is a Derek Carr. He was sacked less than any quarterback in the NFL last season, and he's here on Sunday.
Here we go. We've been waiting. he's hard to get to. They get the ball out quick. They got a good offensive line, but they were number one in the league with the fewest sacks because he has a good release and he's just getting rid of the ball. But, hey, it's not going to stop us as far as, you know, we just got to continue to bring pressure. I don't care if I have zero sacks. As long as we bring pressure and rattle him a little bit, that's the most important thing. But it's definitely going to be a battle of the Goliaths come Sunday.
Yeah, Rack, so you're going into your ninth season, coming off the Pro Bowl, your fourth Pro Bowl, 31. How do you get yourself ready for the season? What's your offseason like? And prepare yourself physically, and you also have a family, married with kids. How do you balance that and prepare yourself for a grueling NFL season?
Yeah, well, I had to kind of treat the offseason. Once the season breaks, I take a good month off. I don't do anything football, workout related, just completely off. I eat whatever I want just because you deserve it. I mean, going through a grueling season, you have to treat yourself. So once that's over with, we get back in training mode, and I train 4 to 5 days a week, probably mostly 4 or 5 days, fifth day being recovery. I have a great trainer out there in Austin, Texas that I work with, Tim Crowder, and we get after it. But one thing I did learn was, like you said, with the family, I was so hard on myself training each and every day that in the off season, it wasn't fair to them because during the season, it's all football. And then in the off season, I wanted to train and it was all football. So I had to learn how to balance that out as far as taking vacation trips. Cause I was always a guy that I'm not doing any vacations during Monday through Friday. Cause that's when I'm working out. So we got to figure out a way, we can do it on the weekend or something because I don't want to miss my Monday because I feel like somebody else is getting ahead of me.
That's a routine.
You know, it's a routine. You don't want to break it. So, but as you get older and more experienced and you start knowing your body, you start getting more comfortable doing certain things. So we start doing vacations, throughout the week, and, you know, I can still do what I need to do. But that's something that really helped as far as mentally just putting it away, spending time with the family, and then once that's all said and done, you can get a lot of work done eventually.
You're the vet. You're the vet on the defense. Definitely the vet in your room. You were fortunate to play with someone I thought was a great linebacker, one of the greats, probably future Hall of Famer, London Fletcher. I'm sure you learned a lot from him as a young player. Now being in that London Fletcher kind of role for this defense, who are some of the younger guys on this team that you've seen blossoming that's going to help make this defense an elite defense and take you guys to that next step defensively?
Some of the younger guys, as far as next step, I'm looking, I'm with Avery. Avery Williamson is going to be huge for us. He's already done a lot so far for this team, the way he commands that huddle, the way he makes his calls, a great, great tackler in space. So he's getting ready to, he's getting ready to take that next step to be an elite guy in this league, elite presence. And then also Adore, man. I think he's just a ball hawk, a player that's going to go out there and make plays on the ball. That's what we've been needing for a while, and I'm excited about him. You know how Mike Griff used to get those picks, like, what, 8, 9 on average, or whatever the case may be. That's Adore has that type of skill.
And take him back to the house.
Take him back to the house because he has great return skills. So I'm excited about those two especially.
Got a question from Hashtag Titans tonight about Adore. Sheila asked, on a scale from 1 to 10, what is Adore Jackson's swag level?
Swag level?
Yes. Levels of swag.
That's hard to ask another man, honestly.
Men can't.
No, you can. I mean, you can. I don't know.
He's a rookie.
He's a rookie, yeah. He's still in Titan gear all the time. I mean, honestly, he's still trying to get his feet wet and get comfortable in the locker room.
He don't even look right in his uniform yet.
Yeah, like he's still, like you said, I don't even think he wears gloves yet when he's out there. So he's, like I said, he's still trying to get his feet wet. I really, it's to be determined, really, for him.
There's someone with a high level of swag in the locker room, then?
High level of swag? If it ain't me, it has to be.
Eric Decker, he's on TV.
Who, Dick?
Is he? Is
No, not Dick.
No, Dick.
He,
that's a good one. I'm gonna pay attention now.
That's gonna
be a segment on our show. Who had the swag of the week? I'm gonna have to start paying attention.
We'll get a sponsor for it.
Yeah,
perfect.
Come Sunday, we'll see who. We'll see. It's really hard to say right now. Come Sunday, we'll see who's the best.
I've been seeing on the Titans website. They be having the boys up there. Usually the linebackers take a picture.
Yeah,
Rack represents.
The linebackers are real fly. I mean, that's why I said if it was not for myself, it has to be. You know, it's a lot of Wood. Wood's a good one.
Wesley Woodyard.
Wesley Woodyard. I mean, the whole linebacking crew. We definitely set ourselves apart.
I like that
everybody.
Challenge.
So,
hey, be sure to open your Titans banking account exclusively at Pinnacle and receive $200 in Titans gear and a signed football by a guy who's an awfully good dresser, DeMarco Murray.
Yeah, DeMarco's another one.
He's pretty sharp. Go to TitansBanking.com for more details as you listen to Pinnacle's Titans Tonight with Keith Bullock, presented by Yeehaw Brewing. Fans attending Sunday's season opener against the Raiders are encouraged to participate in the Titans' annual LP Pencil Box School Supply Drive. LP Pencil Box, a collaborative nonprofit venture between Pencil Foundation and LP Building Products, offers Nashville Metro teachers the opportunity to acquire school supplies for the city's most in-need children. Collection locations will be positioned outside of Nissan Stadium to collect donated items such as pencil boxes, paper towels, backpacks, construction paper, notebook paper, art supplies, primary tablets, Kleenex, and classroom cleaning supplies. So remember, take part in the LP Pencil Box School Supply Drive before Sunday's season opener between the Titans and the Raiders at Nissan Stadium. We're back with more of Pinnacle Titans Tonight with Keith Bullock, presented by Yeehaw Brewing. We're taking your questions at hashtag Titans Tonight. Our special guest is Brian Arakpo. The Titans defense gearing up for a big challenge as they take on an Oakland Raiders team that, much like the Titans, has added weapons. They add Cordarrelle Patterson, who'll probably be primarily a returner, but they sneak him in on offense. Former Titan Jared Cook, an outstanding tight end. They signed Seth Roberts to an extension, and so they have three really good receivers. And, of course, then there's beast mode. Marshawn Lynch in the backfield. How do you think they change Brian Arakpo with Marshawn Lynch lugging the leather?
Yeah, that was a huge acquisition by them. Obviously, Murray last year did a tremendous job. Can't knock what he did, but, you know, when you had a guy like Marshawn Lynch, I don't care if he took a year or 5 years off, the guy's still Marshawn Lynch. So that's how we're going to approach the game. You know, it just opens the game up for the running game, for the passing game, because you don't know. It's definitely a double-edged sword as far as they got so many weapons on the outside with Crabb and Coop, and now you throw in Marshawn. It's definitely going to be a tough challenge, but we'll be ready for it.
How do you help a young guy, say, like Kevin Byard or those guys on your defense who've never played a Marshawn Lynch or a running back like a Marshawn Lynch? How do you get their minds right during the week for practice so they're ready to prepare for the physicality level when it comes down to stopping a running back like Marshawn Lynch?
Yeah, we just try to, you know, tell them, watch film with the guys and just show him what he's capable of. Marshawn, when I tell you one of the most aggressive runners, I mean, everybody talks about Adrian Peterson, but you put on Marshawn Lynch film, I mean, the guy is stopped, but he's still crawling for it. Just inches. I mean, he does not give up on any play. So what we tell the young guys is to make sure you hold up and make sure you finish these tackles and wait till your buddies come, because it's going to take a lot of gang tackling in this game to get him down.
I played against the young Marshawn Lynch in Buffalo, and that was one of the things I remember is making sure I told the defensive line, make sure he goes left and right in the secondary, make sure they're coming downhill, because in my four-game breakdown, I didn't see one person make a one-on-one tackle against him.
True.
On hashtag Titans Tonight, someone asked, whether the game from last year against Oakland will still be in guys' minds this year going up against them, and how do you avoid that kind of crossover from the disappointment of losing last year's game?
I wouldn't say it's in our minds, but it's just something that we can learn from and watch film over. We can literally, we played in the past 2 years, so we literally have been watching both of those games a lot and just trying to learn and pick up new keys that may help us throughout the game. So definitely it was disappointing we lost that game towards the end because we had it. We got to make sure we calm LaJuan down a little bit. But he'll be good. He's going to do his thing. But at the same time, we need to learn how to finish those games. And, you know, hopefully we get that opportunity again.
Brian Arakpo, our special guest for just a couple more minutes on Pinnacles Titans tonight with Keith Bullock. New location. We are live at Martin's Barbecue on 4th Avenue downtown. And what a location it is. This is spectacular. We are thrilled to be here. And we got football tonight. Will you go home and watch Kansas City at New England?
Yeah, after I'm done catching up on my binge shows, I'll flip over to Thursday night.
All right, what's the binge show tonight you're going to watch?
I got to catch up on Ozark. We talked about it before. It's on Netflix. I got to catch up. I just finished up Narcos. Yeah, so I got to catch up on Ozark. That's a good one. I also got to finish Prison Break. I'm on Prison Break right now, too, so.
There are so many things that I want to watch.
Yeah,
are you on any of these shows?
I just finished Ozark. It's awesome. Go watch it. But I just got rid of cable at my house. So I've got a whole just mess of things that I can binge.
All you need is an Apple TV. Or whatever device you choose.
You guys are trying to get sponsors left and right.
Hey, holla at me. Holla at me.
Trying to get your own endorsement deals here. All right. Where will this defense be better in 2017 than it was in 2016 in terms of productivity?
I don't know. I can't jinx any particular stat or group. I'm going to give you a political answer.
So give me a political answer.
I feel like we're going to be more consistent. I think we'll have our spurts where we'll be dominant defense, and then we'll have our spurts where we're just giving up big plays left and right. I really feel like across the board we're going to be a lot more consistent to start the season. Second half, we were really in our groove, but first half was kind of up and down. I really think we're going to start the season and be pretty consistent across the board.
Well, to follow up on Mike's question, where do you think this defense has gotten better at this offseason? Not necessarily out of position, maybe a mentality or a mindset or an approach. What are some things that you guys as a unit and maybe your coaching staff have been preaching to you guys this offseason that you feel that you're ready to go into the season with?
I think what we've gotten better at is confidence, honestly. The way we approach practice, the way we approach each and every game, the way we know that, you know, we finally know. We're not just talking about it. We know that we are a dominant defense, and we go out there with that type of swagger that you said before, that – if everybody plays to the top of their game, we're going to be just fine. So I think the confidence has really been boosted up this year and the communication across the board. You'll see guys, you're going to see a lot of moving parts. You're going to see a lot of guys moving around and doing different things. It's going to be a fun thing to watch.
You had mentioned earlier about how sacks are so few and far between. Mike and I were talking earlier about Michael Strahan's, 22 sacks in a season?
22 and a half.
How ridiculous is that to aspire to? Like, how hard is it to get to that 22.5 sack goal in one season?
Yeah, that's extremely hard. I don't even know how he did it. I mean, I want to say Justin Houston was the last one with 22, but just to even get in the 20s, I mean, it's unheard of. I mean, it's crazy. That's why it will be broken, I feel like, honestly, but it's going to be hard, you know. But getting a sack, people don't understand. Everything has to be perfect. I mean, you can beat guys clean and got the balls gone, or you can beat guys clean and the other guy lost contain and the quarterback just takes off. So it's just the whole play has to be perfect for you to take down the quarterback. That's why it's so hard to get there, and that's why guys that get there get those big contracts in there that everybody sees.
Well, then there's also the secondary can help you guys out. You know, cover sacks, they can definitely you guys can come by them. But take the listeners through pretty much, a scenario on Saturday, Sunday that you guys will go into when it's ears peeled back for the D-line and for the secondary. You know, how much have you guys grown to become to be on the same page when you're in those third down and blitz periods and all that stuff in camp?
I think what it really helped us as far as, like I said, growth is before last year, we'll get in the third and long or whatever the situation, and we'll just run the play. Like, nobody's – we're just running the play. Now, it's a mindset. It's like, that's what's really changed. Now, it's a mindset to where we're talking to each other from the back end to the front end. We're all, hey, you guys, just hold, if y'all give us this amount of time, I promise you we're going to get there. We emphasize in third down this year. To really, we did great last year. I believe we were top five, whatever it came, but we want to be number one. So each and every time we get in that situation, we're emphasizing that we have to get off the field to get the ball back to our offense, whatever it takes. So you guys hold up your end, we're going to hold up our end, and we get the job done.
Brian Arakpo, thank you so much for coming to Martin's Barbecue on 4th Avenue
appreciate
to see us tonight,
it.
Being our first guest of the year.
I like
appreciate
it.
You.
Thank you for all that you do on the field. Thank you for what you did for your brothers and sisters of Houston and Hurricane Harvey.
Thank
special
you.
Dude, and we appreciate you very much.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Brian Arakpo with us on Pinnacle Titans Tonight with Keith Bullock, presented by Yeehaw Brewing. Sure to come by the Pinnacle Titan Up Tailgate Party Sunday outside of Gate 8 on the south side of Nissan Stadium and get ready for game day. Tons of free activities for the entire family, including T-Rack and Titans cheerleaders on hand, free games and face painting, a live band and food trucks. Plus, join 104.5 broadcasting live with Mark Howard, Mickey Ryan, Kevin Dyson, and Blaine Bishop. That's Pinnacle's Titan Up Tailgate Party outside of Nissan Stadium before every Titans home game. Glad you're back with us at Martin's Barbecue, the new home to Pinnacle Titans Tonight with Keith Bullock, presented by Yeehaw Brewing. Amy Wells is on the show along with us. Amy, sampling Yeehaw Brewing's best tonight. What did you go with?
I am. I'm drinking the Dunkel this evening, and it's really good.
All right. So is that a seasonal beer?
No, this one's an all the timer, according to their website, because I looked it up.
Yeehawbrewing.com.
Yeehawbrewing.com. They have won some awards with this bad boy, so it's really good. Tastes like an award winner.
You want one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll try one.
Johnson City, Tennessee, and now
what other flavors do they have?
I don't know, dude. Look,
they
it
have
up.
A lot.
Oh, my bad, Mike.
Thinner
okay.
than Mike.
Commercial's going to get long, but they've been in Nashville now. They came over from East Tennessee since last summer. So Yeehaw Brewing. Part of our program now, and we're excited, and Amy will try a new beer every week here at Martin's Barbecue.
I plan to. I want to be the resident
Amy,
beer reviewer.
Thank
nice.
You so much for doing that for the team.
You know, I give and I give. The more you can do, Mike.
That's exactly right. All right. So, Keith Bullock, you have sure. a special guest you've brought to Martin's Barbecue tonight and Titans Tonight with Keith Bullock.
Yeah.
Please
yes.
introduce your special guest.
Well, earlier when Arakpo was on, I was talking about a teammate who was – the uniform code guy who just dressed just as they told you. Actually, I don't even know if he wore gloves. It doesn't matter. But he was a hell of a ball player here when he was here. Out of the University of Stanford, number 25, Tank Williams is in the house tonight.
Tank Williams!
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm pretty good.
He looks like he could still go.
I feel like I can.
You feel like you could?
Yeah, and then that first time I tried to backpedal, then every joint in my body is just going to crumble. But, you know, it's all good. But, no, it's always good to come back to Nashville. I feel like the exact opposite of when LeBron went back to Cleveland. When he had the I'm coming home, and everybody was like, oh,
LeBron.
Like, you know, one day I get that love when
you're
I come
not,
to Nashville.
But you're at Martin's Barbecue.
Hey, the barbecue is amazing,
I know,
by
right?
the way.
Yeah.
Like, I make my own barbecue rub and barbecue sauce
this
back home.
Fact.
So
this
like,
is a fact.
Yeah. I know legit barbecue. And
how
I
do
have,
you know how to do that?
Well, he's from Mississippi.
Oh, I guess that's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, I'm country.
Bay St. Louis.
Yeah.
Well,
that's true.
What don't you know how to do? I mean, because let's talk about what he's doing right now, Keith. I mean, this yes. guy is a is
you,
a
you
man
who,
for all seasons.
Yahoo Sports guy. You what? See him during football season working for Yahoo Sports.
What do you do for Yahoo?
So for Yahoo Sports, I cover everything football. That's college football, that's NFL football, and the most important football of all, fantasy football. So that's why I'm out here in Nashville. This week we're going to have our FFL kicking off show, and we're going to be live at Titans Raiders, so that's going to be a good time.
That's great.
Yeah.
And that's just the stuff he does for fun. I would say that's a hobby. You know, a lot of people always wonder, you know, life after football, what do guys do? How do they lose their money? Not this guy.
How do you lose your money?
This guy, we traveled all over the world. I traveled with Tank, and he's very tight to the pocket. So I knew it would never be a problem with him having his money. And
wait,
you know
a minute,
what he
he's
did?
Very tight to the pocket?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's not spending. But
how do you travel the world and not spend?
I have really good friends that look out for me. And they would let me get by on just paying for dinner.
He just pays for the dinners. Yeah. We'll take care of the partying. But what he did, he got into real estate, and he does really well in the Bay Area with real estate, flipping houses, buying flipping houses. And, you know, one day I hope to invest with some of his real estate ventures once he lets me in.
All right, will you talk some football with us for a minute?
Absolutely.
All right, we take questions on this show. You can send your questions or comments to hashtag Titans Tonight. Amy Wells is kind enough to pull them off for us. What do you like here for Tank Williams with Keith Bullock?
Oh, gosh, I have so many.
Go.
Here's a question regarding the speed of the game and making the transition from the preseason speed to the first game of the regular season speed. How much faster is that game in the regular season?
Well, for the rookies, I mean, it's especially fast because you get to the NFL and then everyone's the best of the best. And then at the same time, like the first game jitters, I mean, that emotion, that raw emotion, and everyone's excited, ready to go, that automatically picks up the pace. And then I would say a Monday night football game, the stakes are raised even more. Once you get to playoff football, each playoff game, the intensity rises. There's more on the line. And so there's like a natural progression throughout the season. But, you know, definitely that first game when all the energy's going, there's nothing like it.
Yeah, I would say I agree 100% with Tank. And the best thing I can say, it's no way for a rookie to really prepare because he doesn't necessarily know the speed. But once you become a professional and you're in the league long enough, just practice at the same speed. You know, for you personally, I mean, for me personally, there was only one speed and I practiced that. So when it got to the game, I'm always going at that speed. So if it's a playoff game and, okay, I might miss a tackle the first play, okay, pick your speed up. So I'm always right around that speed I need to be at to play.
Here's a question from hashtag Titans Tonight that I think both of you guys can answer because you both had long, successful careers in the league. What would you go back and tell rookie you that you know now?
I guess I would just tell him to be patient because I didn't get to play until my third year. This is a great question for Tank because he was a starter. He was a rookie starter. So,
I think it's one of those things where you can't pay enough attention to the playbook. And it's one of those things where you know the game speed is going to be a lot faster in the NFL than it is in the pros. But at the same time, the guys who excel at their position, they seem to play the slowest when you're out in the field. Instead of everyone just going like super fast, you'll see a guy like Bull who will see a play progressing. He'll see the guard pulling, and then he'll just kind of stay in place and maybe shoot, you know, behind the guard and make the play instead of, like, moving too fast and basically setting yourself up for the block. So it's one of those things where you have a great understanding of the game and you learn that actually the slower you move sometimes puts you in the best position.
The two of you have been friends for 15 years. How did you become friends?
Well, I would say that's a funny story.
That's why I asked.
But I would say the best story to tell for this show is he came in as a rookie and it was my third year and Eric Morris was the safety and that was our year to start. And I remember Tank, he went to Stanford and they were on trimesters, so we didn't really get to know each other until pretty much right when camp started. And
remind everybody, Eric Morris was a safety from Michigan State.
He was a safety from Michigan State. Okay. Mike Keith is
okay.
The Albanac.
No, that's okay.
I call Mike Keith the Albanac. He remembers everything.
But
some
true.
But some listening might not.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Where there you go.
Filling in.
That's why I got you.
Right.
And then, you know, obviously the chemistry, we had to get on the same page as the defense. And I think that us starting that season 1-4 brought that whole team and that defense and everyone together. And then, you know, back then, Nashville was like a 10-bar town. It wasn't so much to do then. So, you know, after work, we would kick it, and we've been cool ever since.
Right?
Is that how you remember it?
Yeah, yeah. And I think for me, it was one of those things where, you know, Bull and Samari Rowe, Javon Curse, like, all these guys are really exceptional players that are on this really great defense, and they draft me in the second round. I need to come in here and be ready to play. And so it's one of those things where I made sure that I knew my playbook in and out. So if they put me on the field, I wouldn't make a mistake. No one could look at me and say that I was that one person letting the team down. And, you know, it was a rough start for me. I pulled my hamstring, so I missed every preseason game except the last preseason game. I started that game, but then they told me I was starting the season. So it's one of those things where they can almost say that I didn't earn it. They just had me out there because I was a second-round pick. But after you get there on the field and then you prove yourself on a play-by-play basis, game-by-game basis, the guys, you earn their respect that way. And then it was from that respect and like a friendship grew from there, you know.
Tank Williams, when he came to the Titans, was the second biggest safety I had ever seen. You weighed 230-ish?
Yeah.
Okay. Steve Atwater was the only, who played for Denver, was the only guy I'd ever seen that big play safety. Was there a point where Tank Williams actually outweighed Keith Bullock?
So that's a funny story. So in the offseason, Tank would have to, Tank would have to lose weight. And I would always make fun of him because we'd be like in Vegas or Miami or somewhere. We work out, doing hangout, but he's taking these pills, and I call them his fat pills. Whatever the pills were, so I'll give it to him. They were his fat pills because he would take them and I didn't. So he's right before camp, he's still trying to lose weight, and I'm trying to gain about 10 pounds to make my weight. So I'm eating McDonald's trying to gain weight, and he's, you know, wearing like garbage bags and eating fat pills.
Pretty much. Like, they have the little sweat jackets. The sweat jackets are banned now. Like, I will wait till like 12, 1 o'clock in the afternoon when it's the hottest, and I'll go running up and down hills in my neighborhood before training camp. I'm supposed to be resting up for training camp. I'm trying to go run and lose weight.
How much money did you lose not making weight?
I always made my weight, though.
You did?
It was a battle. It was a struggle, but I made my weight. Yeah.
How do you not make your weight? That's part of your job. That's, you're not a professional if you're not making
your
weight.
Well, I could bring you a few guys.
Well, they're not too professional. Or they just didn't care. They're probably fat guys.
Can you stay one more segment?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right, we're at Martin's Barbecue. This is Keith Bullock's show. This is Pentacles Titans Tonight with Keith Bullock, presented by Yeehaw Brewing. We've got another segment coming up from Martin's on 4th. Stay with us. Dropping pressure coming. He's hit. He fumbles. Ball is loose at the 37. It's been picked up by Bullock. He breaks the tackle. 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, in zone. Number 53, Keith Bullock, takes her to the house. Touchdown, Titans. And who had the hit?
Tank Williams.
Tank Williams sitting right there.
Yeah, you pulled that one way back from the vault.
We go to the Wayback Machine. Well,
this is the almanac. Mike Key has it all.
No. That's Rhett Bryan who did that back at the studio. Pentacles, Titans Tonight with Keith Bullock, presented by Yeehaw Brewing. We're at Martin's Barbecue on 4th. And this has just been a great first show. Earlier, Brian Arakpo's here. Dave McGinnis from Titans Radio, who was Keith's coach, has just...
Yes, sir.
He is here.
Coach Mack, it's great to have Coach Mack back in Nashville.
Coach Mack is doing the job on the radio, too.
I heard him. I heard the preseason game that I came to. It was Chicago.
Yep, we're proud of Coach Mack.
We're walking in, and Coach Mack is giving out the personnel and everything. Why they would use the 1-2-2. They use the 1-2-2 personnel to get the people in the bye. Yo, he's breaking it down.
He's doing it.
Sound like the film room back in the day.
All right, so that play, you're a rookie. Playing against Peyton Manning for the first time. I mean, that happened to Peyton Manning less than 5 times in his career. I mean, to think about that, I mean, is that the all-time career highlight as a Titan, as a pro football player?
You know, if it's not all-time, it's one of them. I would say another one that's up there for me is picking off Brett Favre in the Monday Night Football game.
2004.
Oh, you remember the year.
Almanac, bro.
Yeah. Well, that was the 48-27 game that was just... I mean, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, we had 2 safeties on the horse trailer. I was on the horse trailer, Lamont Thompson and Chris Brown. So we bought out. But, yeah, I mean, that Peyton Manning, like, I still have that picture, like, posted all over social media. Because after that, I end up on a DirecTV commercial, like, 2 years later.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Dallas Clark ran the in route in the end zone, and I was playing outside. Thought I had help inside. Oh. And then I was, like,
not in a good way.
Yeah. So you. Then, yeah, on the commercial for the next 2 years running.
Oh, Peyton's like, yeah, get that guy. Get that guy. That double bulldog trap that they ran.
I promise you, he still remembers.
Oh, I remember. You remember the next game? Like the next game we played him, Schwartz, he calls the same play like it's going to work again. Peyton's like, nah. Edrin, you get over here. Dallas, come over here. You block them too. All right, we're going to work this side of the field. And you know Peyton did all that.
Oh, sure.
So, yeah, I don't think we ever sacked. No safety or linebacker had ever sacked Peyton Manning again after that.
I don't ever remember seeing him get hit that clean, even in college.
Man, Tank rocked him. That was a good one.
Well, he remembered it. Like, the picture after the game, he looked at my face and he was like, you'll never touch me again.
Yeah.
And I didn't.
It's funny. Like, quarterbacks do remember that stuff. Even, I remember playing Tom Brady, yeah. Brett, like, all those guys. Like, Tom Brady is definitely one of those quarterbacks. When he gets hit, he's a girl. After that, from his competitive nature, you know what I mean? Like, he doesn't, like, quiver. He gets PO'd and he turns into, like, don't touch me, like, looking at you, like, why are you touching me type thing. So, but he's a tough guy, though. Tough girl.
Well, you guys beat him on Monday night that year.
Yeah, Tom Brady.
Oh, and that was another Rich game Cody. That was crazy. That was Javon Kirst was coming back off of that ankle injury, I believe.
Yes, I've never heard the stadium.
And they announced him last, and when he came out the tunnel, it felt like everyone was just hanging over the bleachers.
I've never heard a stadium.
There was no way we were
going
to lose that game.
Well, I'll tell you, so we're having a production. Amy Wells is sitting here, and she's listening to all this, thinking, what is this?
Tom Brady's girl. That's what I got.
2002, and so Javon, in the season opener against Philadelphia, breaks his foot. Liz Frank break. They have to do the surgery. So he comes back on Monday Night Football against the defending world champions, the Patriots. The only year that Brady has ever been fully healthy through a season and didn't make the playoffs was that year. And they still had a good team. Well, anyway, so Fisher tells us, Larry Stone and me in the production meeting on Friday, he goes, you know what I'm doing? He goes, I'm introducing defense, and Javon's going to come out last. And we had to sit there for 48 hours and not tell anybody.
Yeah.
Not tell any. But he was dying to tell somebody this is what he was going to do because everybody didn't know for sure if Javon was going to play. And I mean, if that stadium has ever been louder outside of the Music City Miracle, if that stadium has ever been louder, I don't know when it was.
Tom Brady, he actually, this is a fact, he told me that he's never heard anything like that before again. Before a game, and I don't know if this is the fact, but I almost felt like he said, like, we knew we were in trouble, like, once that happened.
And we won the game as soon as the freaks stepped on the field.
Well, do you remember Steve McNair running over the guy at the goal line?
We couldn't be stopped. That, like, we were just on that roll. That was a good year.
That was pretty special. All right, so both of you guys could have been Al Davis Raiders. Al Davis loved you.
Yeah, Syracuse. Sure.
He loved your style of play, and you're big and fast, Tank, and he loved that more. He loved big guys who could run. So let's turn it to this weekend. What do you think about this weekend? How do the Titans win this ball game, gentlemen?
I'll let you have the honors first. You're my guest.
Tank Williams.
Well, I think one key is making sure they don't give up any big plays. I mean, I think it's going to be tough sledding for the Raiders trying to run the ball against us. But at the same time, you have Amari Cooper, you have Michael Crabtree. Those guys play well. You're trying to work in the door. You have Logan Ryan that came over from the New England Patriots. So you feel like the secondary is a little bit solidified, but they're going to get tested by the Raiders. They just have to hold up and not give up any big plays. And on the other side of the ball, I think the key is just going to be running the ball. If they can run the ball effectively with DeMarco, with Henry. Actually, I like to see Mariota run more this year, open up those passing lanes, and then if you can get some big plays out of Rashard Matthews, or if Corey Davis can hit a big play, his first game in the league, then that really give that offense some momentum as they build into the year because they have a tough schedule to start off. But I think if they can pick off some of these early games, they can set themselves up well down the stretch.
Mr. Bullock?
I say first and foremost, before the kickoff, they line across the 50 and just stare at the Raiders and let them know that they're in for a long afternoon. but on the football field, definitely have to stop the run. Stop the run first. Make them one-dimensional. You know they want to feature Marshawn a little bit. Of course, not 25 carries. I don't see 20-plus touches, but they're going to get him out there the more that they can feed him. So just take him out of the game. Play great on third-down defense. You heard Rakpo say they want to get off the field on third down. They want to make David Carr have to go the length of the field and not give up the big plays. When you don't give up the big plays, you make a team drive. And if a team isn't striking with big plays and can't run the ball, they're really playing intermediate football. And offensively, that's where the Titans take advantage of their multi-backfield with DeMarco Murray and King Henry. And like Tank said, you know, obviously Delanie Walker is going to be involved, taking things down the middle, taking advantage of those linebacker matchups. And if we can hit the big play and make the field shrink, meaning not having to have 12 and 13 and 14 play drives, maybe some 6-8 play drives, and get touchdowns, I think that's the key for success.
Amy Wells, apologies that we went back to 2002 for a few minutes.
That's okay. It was a good year, 2002.
Oh, it was a great year.
A lot of great things happened in 2002.
What grade were you in 2002?
Mike gets mad when we play this game. He gets angry at me.
What grade were you in 2002?
2002, I would have been in seventh grade.
Damn! Okay, here we go. Titans Tonight is produced by Alan Kirby and Brad Willis. Wow. Traffic Director Anna Jones. Sales Manager Hunter Rice. Titans Radio Executive Producer is Rhett Bryan. Operations Manager Charlie Cook. Our General Manager Allison Warren. The Titans host the Raiders this Sunday. Titans Countdown on the air at 11 a.m. Central, noon Eastern. We hope you'll join us. For Tank Williams, Brian Arakpo, Amy Wells, and Keith Bullock, Mike Keith says we can't wait for Sunday. Thanks to you for joining us tonight for Titan Tonight. Good night, everybody.
Titans Tonight, presented by Pinnacle Financial Partners. Pinnacle is the official bank of your Tennessee Titans. Visit TitansBanking.com to discover Pinnacle's winning plays. Member FDIC. Titans football happens again this weekend. Don't miss any of the action. This is Titans Radio.